Well, we do have a little persecution with our amp up there. But if you think, if you really think about it, I wasn't alive at this point, just so you know. But remember what the radio and the television had like the sound of in the snow when you listen to the radio or the television back in the day? All right, so we're not really persecuting. We're not being really persecuted. Just history a little bit. So today, what I want to speak today, it came to my mind when we heard the responsorial psalm today. Especially when the writer said, when I say, my foot is slipping. My foot is slipping. That was what I was thinking about. And I was thinking about when in college we had a road trip to Zion National Park. If you've never been there, it's a gem. It's an absolute gem. I would say it's top three national parks in our country. It has the kind of the ravines and then just the sand. It's like you're walking through a river with all these rocks that are above and they have the needles, you know, the rock of needles and whatnot. So we went for a hike, and I was scared to death to up this park. It was called Angel's Landing. That's the park, and that's the hike that you're gonna do. Well, it was guys and gals, and of course the gals would just go. I mean, it's like I'm gonna die. Like literally, if you went, like at one point it's called the Dragon Back, and it's literally like 3 feet, and if you're on right or left, that's straight down. And of course the women are just, you know, they're just, oh, we're fine, you know. I'm like, I'm gonna puke, I'm gonna die, like somebody's gonna die here. And then you don't just go down on this dragon back, you go up again. And again, that's, I heard that because of what he said about the fact that my foot is slipping, because we went to the top of it and it was unbelievable. Once you get to the top, going back was worse. It was like snow and icy, and they had these posts and this chain, but there's like 5-10 feet between the two of them, and so I literally was like skiing. My foot and my feet were slipping. And if I miss his post, I'm gone, right? And at that time, I lost all fear of height. Dead serious. I don't have fear of height anymore. Maybe it was because of just luck. Maybe it's the Lord. Maybe it's the fact that I was able to do that and not fall off the cliff. But that's what we're talking about in St. James. In our spiritual world, when we're persecuted, when we're, our feet, if you will, in our souls and our hearts are slipping because of perhaps our society today, perhaps tough stuff, family members, health, that our feet might slip or feel like we're slipping. And James was talking about the blessed is he who perseveres in temptation. For when he has been proven, he will receive the crown of life that he promised to those who love him. So when we're seeking the slippery part of our lives, to trust in the Lord. And sometimes he will take that fear away. Sometimes not. In our spiritual journey. So think about those times that our hearts, our feet are slippery, and bring that to Jesus.